Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you again. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are here, amen, again and again. We pray that, amen, everything that God has done for you, amen, he's done it well, and he's done it good for you. And we thank God for you. We ask you to continue to pray one for another. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, upon each and every one that are listening, O God, the listeners, O God, as they come and go. And, Lord, we ask you to give them the victory. Give them the victory. Lord, we know you are able to do everything but fail. And we pick you up and we, in our voices, in our minds, and we call it done, oh God, because you are able. Bind Satan's hand on every part. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you again for being with us, and we ask the amen to look upon each one of the callers, those that are calling in, and those that are praying. We are praying for those that constantly, those that are absent, our family members and those that's on the road, those that are traveling, in the name of Jesus. We welcome you to the broadcast of the Doctrine of Truth. Our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners that call in share in a biblical experience and that we can grow thereby. The subject at this time is that dead right. Dead right, that's the subject, amen, because of the fact, the background of this and the thrust of this is because of the false prophets that are in the land, amen, because of false doctrines that are in the land. And you have to say something, those of us that's in Christ and we know the truth. We just can't sit back, amen, and just be looking and say, oh, they're wrong, because there are a lot of young babes in Christ. It's not necessary their age to make them babes. Those that come into Christ and they don't know much about the Bible, they don't know much about studying and fellowshipping. And we're in this era now, amen, this phase that the world is going through in these end days, amen, what Jesus was saying, amen, because of the in the last days, we're going to read from Matthew 24 to set the stage, and as well as we have 1 Timothy 4:1-2, and we have 2 Peter, we're going to be one of our major background and basics. 2 Peter 2:1-6. Amen. First now, we're going to read from Matthew's, amen, with Jesus. Amen. He is our author. He is our Lord. He is the one that's guiding us through all of these problems and situations that are happening in the land. And this is why children of God, men and women of God, we just can't just sit back, amen, because we are ambassadors. His commission is that he told us to go into all the world. Go into all the world, and many of us have been strictly commissioned, amen, to carry that team and carry those soldiers to go into all the world. But all saints and those that accepted Christ, amen, we have to be a witness to him, be a witness for him, amen. The church been marketing. The church been marketing. The world is our market spot, amen. There is our target. The Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. So that if you understand that and look at a broader view, God owned the whole world, and he want the world to be saved. Jesus came to seek and to save their souls. that which is lost, in heaven and in earth. Amen. Taking them to heaven and in earth. Jesus is preparing a place for us. Amen. Those that accept Christ. And that has to be distinguished. That's how we have to draw a line. Amen. That Jesus is going to take those that accept him. Amen. To heaven. Amen. He's going to take care of those strictly that are his here and on earth. Amen. And but we have false teachers. Amen. And false liars. Amen. Among us. We're going to start off with Matthew 24. And we have Jesus, amen, telling his disciples about the end time. It's very familiar to many, amen, concerning the end time and end of the world. And we're just going to take it from the fourth verse, 24 and 4. And we're going to skip about because we know all of us are biblical students, but we just want to set a trend here. Matthew 24 and 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man to lead you astray from what he's been talking, what he's been teaching. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We don't want to be in the many. Shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. All these things must come to pass. They must come to pass. But the end is not yet. That's one of these false prophets. Amen. Two things that they really work on, that they are Christ and that the end of the world, amen, is over. Everything is over. But Jesus said, the end is not yet. It might look like it, but he says, no, it's not yet. Amen. The kingdom shall rise against kingdoms and nation against kingdoms, nation against nations. And there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. It's the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and they shall hate of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall be betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, if you haven't taken that class, amen, on being betrayed and how to recover, amen, you should consider praying and asking Jesus. You got to go through it. There's no way around it. You're going to go through betrayal by friends, relatives, cousins. People just going to turn their back on you because of Jesus. Amen. So you just can't overlook it. It's going to come. The Bible says it's going to come. Amen. And say, no, I'm doing all the fasting and praying and walking upright. No, that class is going to hit you, and it's going to hurt sometimes. Amen. And notice what he says here. Iniquity shall abound. The 12th verse, the 24th chapter of Matthew's. And we looked up the word iniquity. Amen. Iniquity is out of the Unger Bible Dictionary, Unger's Bible Dictionary by Moody Press. And it says that it means which is unjust. It also says that it's perverse, depraving sin. Amen. It's anything that's unjust, calling the Hosea in the New Testament, it's unrighteous, it's wrong, meaning that which is unjust. And breaking it down, it said in the ordinary usage, the term means absence of equality, wickedness, sin. Now, Jesus came and died for our transgressions and iniquity. Iniquity is sin. But to break it down, it's sin, but it's not like when we have transgression. Transgression is dealing like a trespass. You see a sign say, do not enter. Trespass. Do not trespass. You know it's there. You know what the problem is. Amen. But you're going to go in anyway. That's like the Ten Commandments. We know the Ten Commandments. Amen. You watch the Ten Commandments. Amen. And many forget about the First Commandment. Thou shalt have no other God. Thou shalt not worship anything in the heaven above and the stars and the moon. Amen. All these different birthmarks and all this different stuff. People go all out. And all these areas where Jesus came, amen, he stood for all of that now and made it easy for us. It's sin. But iniquity is more, amen, like Matthew's Proverbs, amen, the book of Proverbs. Iniquity is wickedness. And it's more on the area of not only attitude or character, but what type of person that you are. Many people try to, like the Pharisees, they try to cut down between, amen, that they are righteous. Notice what the Proverbs say in 6 and 16, say, these six things God does hate. Amen. A proud look, lying tongue, shedding of the innocent blood, wicked devices, imagination, wicked imagination in the heart, mischief, and also one that really, he said, a false witness that speaking lies and sow discord among the brethren. That's iniquity. That's iniquity. And jealousy is iniquity. Hate is iniquity. It's sin. It's sin. It's sin, but we overlook that. And the false prophets, they will come, amen, in those areas and teach that against pastors and churches and members, amen. They'll draw lines, amen, proud, lifted up, amen. They'll draw lines, amen, and distort and put, like Jesus said, thorns among the brethren, amen. False Peter. Peter has a position here, amen, we're going to 2 Peter now, we're going to go over to 2 Peter. Peter said, but these were false prophets also among the people, even though there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy, even dividing the Lord that brought them, and bring unto themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of which the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with foreign words make merchandise of you, whom judgment now is of a long time lingering not, and their damnation slumbereth not. If God spare not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them to the chain of darkness, and to preserve unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but save Noah and the eight persons, preacher righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodliness. We're going to stop there. As you go on, you can, amen, read it. I know we have great Bible students, amen, that are listening, but we're trying to bring it down. You know, Blog Talk, our effort is always to bring it down to the grassroots level, amen, to the common conversation of the righteous and the common conversation that the average, even the young babes in Christ, amen, have not chosen the right Bible. I found amen, people that pick up a Bible and they have not been taught, amen, about the different type of translations. Amen. We always start with the King James Bible. Amen. Then we work from the King James. They have Amplified Bibles. They have American Standard. Amen. And they have New International Bible. Amen. But always, you always have to go back and making sure that the translation from the King James, the Old English translation, all the way over, make sure they don't change too much. Like John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, there's some of these translations that are not in the mainstream, but they're coming in. They're saying, God so loved the world that he gave he, she, it, amen, and that is wrong. That is wrong. So these translations, you have to watch, even though they might be reading easy, but it's trying to fit in all different groups in the world. But God has chosen, amen, God has given his position. There ain't but one way you can come to him, is through his Son, his only begotten Son, amen, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Anointed One. He is the one that sits on the right-hand side of God, and he is the one that paid the price, amen, for transgression and sin in the world is under him, amen. He is the one that God had given to the world. Jesus is a gift to the world, and Jesus, after he left, he had set up the church as a gift, amen, to house his people again like they did in the days of Noah. Yes, things are changing, but the church never changed. When he spoke, he said, "Where two or three." Did he say about the temple or tabernacles? Amen. He said, "When two or three come together in my name, there I am in the midst." And you can see now with all the walls and rumors of walls and destruction in the land, sometimes the tabernacles are not, the buildings are not able to stand. Amen. But people are gathering. People are gathering, amen, where they have, where the waters have washed out their community. They are gathering where the hurricanes have washed out their cities. God's people are seeking ways to gather. Amen. If you're not but two or three, Jesus said, "I'll be there." So he spoke something. Amen. And when Jesus speak, prophesying and talk about the future, amen, he's the one that we have to follow. Amen. Pastors and ministers that are supposed to carry the gospel, we have a burden. We always have a burden. The burden to tell the truth to people. Amen. Tell them, instruct them how to accept Christ. Amen. As their Lord and Savior. Accept Jesus Christ. Amen. God, only begotten Son. God anointed Son. Amen. God anointed. God's the one that they've been authority, anointed. Many people that the definition of anointed, but it's amen. He has the right. He have the authority. Amen. Heaven and in earth. Amen. To set people in to the kingdom of God. Amen. So what we're trying to work at is that when you tell people or someone, amen, you know, want to be saved, and you don't, they don't know, you have a right. As children of God, you have come in. God has had somebody before you, have told you how to be instructed in the Christ, and once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, he come into your life. And there is a difference. There is a difference. Amen. You might not be able to explain it, but you can tell there's a difference in your life. And from that area on, amen, God begin to grow you from the inside out. He that is in you become greater than he that is in the world. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. That's why you're going to make mistakes. 1 John 1 and 9, talk to the church. 1 John 1 and 9, he says, amen, he commits sin. Amen. Without sin. Let me read that, 1 John 1 and 9. And you think that, well, I'm okay. I'm not going to sin. Preacher, I'm not bishop. I accept the God. I'm all right. But you never lost your house and your family like Job. There's some Jobs in the land now still holding on to God. They have, the flood have came in, washed out their only home. Amen. It hurts, but they're still praising God. Might not be shouting and jumping around, but he raised their hands. Well, Lord, I thank you for life. Lord, I thank you for life. Amen. And some have, amen, 1 John 1 and 9 say, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's with an S. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have no sin, we have not sinned it, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. God forgive people of their sins. Once you become born again, that's one of the benefits of being a child of God. Like the family, you have a home and a family, and many of you can testify, your parents, amen, put you in time out. Amen, you done wrong. Some spank you. Yes, it was spanking at the time I was coming up, spanking. But they didn't write my name off the family and change my name off the family and kick me out in the street. No, you're still family. But you was punished. And you say you're going to do it again? No, I'm not going to do it again. Until you come into the understanding, amen, about what has happened, amen, and you try not to be involved in it. In the day and time, many Christians we have, this is the time Jesus said of sorrows, amen, we're losing family members to this virus, we're losing our job, organizations and corruption is going on. Money is king, amen. They'll do this, sell you out, amen, to expand, get profit. And at the same time, amen, they're not looking at who the time you put in, amen. They sell out your retirement money and everything, amen. So betrayal, what Jesus said, they betray you, betrayal. That class of betrayal is going to pop up in your life. But Jesus is there to hold you. Amen. You might cry and moan, but he got you. He got you. He's holding you up. Amen. But the world is saying, and these teachers are saying, amen, all of this is not so. All of this is not so. They'll tell you, amen. You don't know if you're saved or not. You have to ask somebody. If somebody comes to you and say, well, you're saved, you should know when you come to Christ that has taken a change in your life. You might not be able to understand it. That has taken a change. You don't have the appetite anymore. Amen. Amen. The person that you, when you know that your heart, and this has to be taught to you, to let you know what's going on with your life, amen, children, amen, can accept Christ, and the way he starts, but they don't understand. Amen. They don't understand. Amen. Understanding brings strength. Amen. So if those that are in Christ, if they get around these false teachers and false liars, the first thing they say, man, ain't nothing happened to you. Sis, ain't nothing happened to you. You don't need to go to that ministry. Oh, you don't need to hear what they're saying. Amen. Ain't nothing happened to you. Amen. So what those that are in Christ, those that know the word of God, it's your duty. It's your right. To tell the truth, the ones that God bring before you, you have come into a class of people, amen, you have to stand up for Jesus. Yes, it's not in love now. Don't debate. You can't debate. They try to debate you, and they try to run. But you have to tell them. So today is so much pestilence in the land, amen. A flood can wash the community out, amen. Fire can come down. Amen, of different areas of war, amen, diseases is high in the land. If that person should die and you're the last one to talk to them, it's going to be on your conscience, your mind. Was you dead right? That's where the subject comes from. Amen. Was you dead right? That when that person died, you know they meant to be with Christ, or they was lost forever in hell. That's coming around. I tried to get out of this subject a couple of times. The Lord can get giving me the false prophets is everywhere. We have to tell them. You have to tell people the false prophets. That's the news. That's the headline news among Christianity. We have to let them know that the false prophets and false teachers are everywhere. Amen. And what they're saying, you can hear they twisting and turning. Amen. Translation, they twisting and turning like Satan did in the Garden of Eden. That's where he came, and that's the battle he knew he could win. Amen. When he got among the communications of God, God's people, he knew he couldn't win any other way. The angels wouldn't allow them to attack him to attack Adam and Eve. He was kicked out of heaven. Michael and kicked him out of heaven. He made war up there, and he came to the earth. And he watched, and he heard God instructed Adam and Eve. And he came to Eve with all type of different comments, and he finally got her to touch to eat the fruit, but God said, don't eat it. And then she disobeyed God. Now, there are people say, well, you know, I love God. I'm going to come to God. Now, It wasn't but two, far as I know. I can be correct. This might be some old human beings. There are some saying they were more human beings than Adam and Eve. But listen, God called unto Peter when the angels had sinned. That's Lucifer, son of the morning. He was part of the whole musician department. God kicked him out. That's what Peter said, 2 Peter. God kicked him out when the angels had sinned. God spared not the angels. And it came to earth. Now, this is God now. We're not talking about Jesus. We're not talking about Jesus. Jesus is our mercy. Amen. He's goodness and mercy. Amen. We're talking about God. God don't play the radio. He don't have a TV in his house, neither no internet, no nothing. He just straight common. Amen. You do it or you don't do it, I'm sorry. But his son, his love. Amen. You error, because of all the deception in the land, you can come to Christ and Lord, I'm sorry. Amen. You're in the family now. You accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You confessed your sins, what for as you know. Amen. You came to Christ, and he looked at your heart. He didn't look at your bank account, your family name. He didn't look at your color, your skin, what language you speak. He looked dead at your heart and saw. Amen. Your motives. Amen. And I'm getting ready now to go into the studio. You remember when Philip went down to Samaria, and he went in there because God sent him. He turned the town upside down. And this sorcerer. Amen. I've been into his service. The chief witch doctor was in the service in Trinidad. He came in there to look and see. Amen. He tried to find out what kind of power was falling in the church. Amen. This sorcerer, Simon watched him and saw the miracles and things going on. And Simon accepted, he said he accepted Christ. And Peter and Philip baptized him. And they laid hands on her and the Holy Ghost fell on him. God, the Holy Ghost fell on him. And Simon, that didn't happen. And Simon was running his hand in his pocket, in his back pocket. I'm paraphrasing. Amen. He said, give me this power. What kind of power is here? And the apostle looked at him and said, your heart is full of gall and bitterness. That's iniquity. Your heart is full of gall and bitterness. Pray. And he said, oh, pray for me. Your heart got to be right. You can go in the water and baptize in water, but the Holy Ghost, he don't play games. He knows your heart. Doesn't care who you are, where you come from, how tall you are, whatever. Amen. You accept God as your Lord and Savior from your heart. Say, Lord, come in my heart. Amen. Then if you shall leave this earth tomorrow, amen, and die, you be right. That's what we're talking about. Amen. It's something dead right. Amen. The false prophets, they can sleep at night. They can say anything. They say anything just to get your money, your time. They'll say anything. But those of us that's carrying the blood of people's lives, amen, we got to be dead right of what we say. And have the word of God to back us up. Amen. All right, we're going into the studio now. Amen. And those who are here for the first time, amen. We always call the area code and last four digits. Amen. And then we'll tap you in. You don't have to give your name. Amen. But we thank God for you tonight. We're talking about making sure you tell the truth to people. And also, what have you been hearing out there? Amen. That you walk in the streets, your family, your relatives. Amen. That we could all have, like Proverbs says that, amen. In Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. Amen. We're helping one another. We're helping one another. We're not fighting each other. Amen. Not here, not on this subject. Amen. All right. We see we have area code 561. The last four digits is 1413. The last four digits is 1413. All right. God bless
you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless you, Bishop. Bless you, everybody out there in Blog Talk Land. I would like to say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to keep each and every one on the line tonight. Continue to protect us as we listen and tell the truth. Wherever we've fallen short, help us to be strengthened, Lord, so we don't fall short anymore. I would like to say, don't listen to the false prophets. And if they not lined up with whatever they say is not lined up with God's word, cover your spiritual ears and your natural ears too. And I just want to add to what you were saying, Bishop, a little jingle God gave to me some time back. You're still going to hell. If your heart's not clean and you've not repented and your soul has not been washed in God's holy well, you're still going to hell. No matter what you buy, no matter what you sell, you're still going to hell if you don't repent. And you can't have malice in your heart. You can't have hate in your heart and saying you are a prophet or a child of God. Amen. That go for me and the president too. Woo!
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. Good to have you. Good to have you. All right. We're in the studio. Amen. And you can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. Those are coming in the first time. You don't hang up. Amen. The technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about on the grassroots level. Amen. What you have been hearing. Amen. Out there is so many voices out there. So many religions coming up. Amen. Amen. When I was coming up, they had this organization they called Yahweh Ben Yahweh. And he was saying that he was the child. He was Jesus' son. And he was Jesus' son. He was the son of God. The son of God. And I read the Bible and I looked, I said, what this man walking around saying that he is the son of God. And he has so many followers. Amen. So many followers. Amen. Some of you have witnessed lately. Amen. A couple of years, they were talking about the end time. All right, we're at 561, area code, last four digits, 6193. 6193, you're on the air. Bless you. Bless you.
Good afternoon, Bishop. Give an honor to God, my Father, who is ahead of my life. Thank you for being what you are in God and God in you. Then we are all as one. I see in Peter, 2 Peter, he says, But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Listen to this. They are everywhere. They are everywhere. And they're spoiling the young people's mind. They get some of the people that, you know, if God called you, that means you are qualified to teach. But if God didn't call you, don't go find to teach people. Let this be a lesson to these. I call them, I might be wrong. I'm not disregarding God or his people. Because it says, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. But there's a lot of people out here calling themselves prophets, calling themselves doctors, and they can't fix nothing. Can't fix a bicycle tire. But they want to have the title. Title's not going to get you to heaven. If your heart ain't right, you might as well forget it. That's all I have to say tonight, right now, at this time, now, Bishop. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, child of God. Good to have you, Deacon. God bless you. Good to have you. God bless you. All right, you press one on your phone. We want to hear what you have to say. Amen. You know, it's among us. It's among us. They're probably on your job, your community. Amen. And you have to stay on your ground. You used to be, you try to be nice, but they might challenge you. And they feel that you're not good in the word, and they'll challenge you, constantly challenge you. Amen. They want you to come to their side, to come to their side. That's press one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, information that's been out there. And you know we're under this. The world is lying all type of ways. Amen. All liars, Jesus said. And so I wonder why a lie don't hurt you. Yes, a lie will hurt you. It will hurt you. If you save, amen, you say you're saved. If you're not saved, you won't make it into heaven. God won't accept you. That's how strong it is. That's how strong a punishment it is. All right, you can press one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, false teachers, false doctrine, amen. And it doesn't matter what title they have, organization, whatever. It's just false teaching. Amen. Jesus said there would be many coming in his name. Amen. In America, we have a lot, amen, coming up, amen, and talking against, amen, your salvation. And what it seems, though, material-wise, amen, about winning money and all of that, nothing about heaven, nothing about Christ, amen. Christ is the author of all things. Amen. He has the power in heaven. He has all power in heaven and in earth. In heaven and in earth. All right, you can press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. This is your time now to express yourself. And we thank God, those of you, amen, want to go to Blog Talk Radio. amen.com/JCI Ministries, and you can hear all these different subjects and classes and discussions and interviews that we had over about close to 5 years. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Also, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Area code 754. Last four digits, 7506. 7506, last four digits.
Good afternoon, Bishop. God bless you. That's why it's important to continue to study your Bible. 2 Timothy 2:15 lets us know that we need to study our Bibles. Amen. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. And that's not for just people with titles. Everyone needs to study the Word of God. And I just want to put that out there, that everyone needs to study the Word of God. And that's from everyone that's in the sanctuary needs to study God's Word and attend Bible study. That's where we get the learning from. If we could continue in God's Word, the devil won't come in and fool us so much as he does because we're not in God's Word. So we have to continue. The Bible says, are we his disciple? Is we continue in his Word. So we have to continue in the Word every day. Okay?
All right. Okay. God bless you, woman of God. Good to have you. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
We have to study. Amen. Study is not just read it over a couple of times. We have to sit there. You might have to get the Bible dictionary. You might have to get the concordance and go over things line upon line. Amen. Precept upon precept. You know, the whole Bible is God's Word. The whole Bible. Paul said in Galatians that the Old Testament is our schoolmaster. You know, just like we're going to elementary school, and then you come on up to middle school and then high school with the New Testament. When Jesus came, he was still walking in the Old Testament, and when he died and rose from the dead, they started recording all the teaching that he did. It was a new covenant then. Jesus brought a new covenant. So we have to study it out, watch it, look at things from all different ways, all different areas, and see can we get understanding. Amen. And pray and ask God, give us understanding. All right, you can text, you can press 1, those that are calling in. You can call in 1-855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. You press 1 on your phone and the technician will put you in. Amen. We are in the studio, amen, to give you a chance to, that's why I would say talk. You might not have a chance to talk much in Bible study. All right, we're at 561-3518. 561-3518.
Yes, good evening, Bishop. This is Sister Terry. I want to thank you. Yes, this is a very good subject at this present time. What she said, we got to study. I always say that Bible study should be just as full as church on Sunday, but we all know it never is. People, for some reason, think they don't need to study. Yes, the Spirit is supposed to be a teacher, but they are still ones that have been called to teach. It's in there. He gave some apostles, some pastors, some preachers, some teachers. There's something. He has something for everybody to do, and he's given it for you to do. And if you study, like you said, not just read it, study it deeply. Look up the words you don't understand. Look up the context of the word used. Look up the culture of when the scripture was given. But all scripture is God-breathed. And what it was saying in Revelation, don't add nothing and don't take nothing away. And that's the problem that we're having. People doing, saying, teaching what they want to teach. When it says present your body a living sacrifice, we are supposed to be living in Jesus' name. It's not this magic at the end of the prayer. We need to be living in Jesus' name. And you will know who is living in Jesus' name if you study, because Jesus lives. inside of us, Bishop, each and every one who has named him and claimed him as Lord over their life and received him in the newness of life. God bless you, Bishop. Keep having your calls.
God bless you, woman of God. Good to have you. Amen. We are God's. We've been bought with a price. Amen. We're not our own anymore. When we walk out the church in the tabernacle, amen. You got to hold what you hear. You have to hold what you hear in your heart. Amen. Because you might be challenged on your job. Amen. Your home. Amen. We are more spiritual, but we still live here on earth. And regardless of what you think about yourself, God wants you to have the best of everything. All right, we're on area code 229. The last four digits is 8742. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Thank God
bless
for
you.
This topic. Dead right. When I first looked at the topic, I thought of the word dead. And I thought, wow, that's when breath leaves your body. And we've got so many people dying today. And we can ask ourselves, are they dead right? And that's a question because you got to be dead right, not dead wrong. And so many people are leaving with not the truth, we believe. There's so many people dying suddenly. And so as women and men of God, we want to make sure that our conversation, whether we're doing a funeral for the living, we want them to be dead right. We want them to die in Christ. Because the Bible says if we die without Christ, he's a consuming fire, meaning that he will end up in hell. So tonight, when I see loved ones, when I talk to them, when I pray with them, I pray that the word of God will give me the words of the Bible of Jesus Christ for them, so that if they should go to sleep, as we know so many young are going to sleep and not waking up again, that they'll be dead right if they accepted Jesus Christ. Because that's the only way you're going to make it in. You can't come in no other way. He is in our hearts when we accept him, and so that when we close our eyes, we can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? And death has no more dominion over us because of the fact we are new creatures. We're in Christ. I agree with the comments that have been made, but I want to die dead right. And I will. My faith is in him because I accepted him as my Savior. He lives in me. He sent the Comforter to know. And it said, we are to know them that are among us. The Spirit of the living God, the Holy Ghost, will let us know when we meet a true worshiper, a true child of God. Likewise, the Spirit will also let us know when we meet one that's not. You may not know specifics. We just say, something ain't right here. I'm wrong. I don't feel the Lord in this conversation. I don't feel the Lord. I don't feel his presence. So I just wanted to add that when we think of dead, I want to die dead right, not dead wrong. Thank you.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen, y'all. Y'all get me wind up here. Amen. The Spirit of God is moving. Amen. Because of the fact, amen, when two or three come together, Jesus said, there he be in the midst. You know, the Spirit of God is in the midst. Amen. He's here. He's working with us. Amen. He's, amen. Our whole focus, and we have to also have to add, amen, that God's people are more spiritual. You're more spiritual than you ever was. Amen. You're more spiritual about you than you ever think about. Amen. All right. Amen. We're talking about, amen, being in Christ and knowing Christ and knowing his ways and his, the more you know him, the song we're just saying, amen, do you know him? Jesus Christ, our Savior, do you know him? All right, we're halfway through. We're about working our way out of here. Amen. And I thank God for each and every one that's calling. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. And we'll try to get to you. Then we're going to have prayer. Amen. We always like to pray for those that are absent. And praying, we're interceding where two or three, Bible says, where two or three touching and agree. Amen. What is done in heaven is done in earth. Amen. What is bound in heaven. And you think about that. Amen. There are a lot of princes of the powers of the air. Amen. The enemy try to work. Amen. Weapons, no weapons form against us. And we have to keep that in the mind. Amen. The enemy, amen, have his workers. And they're among us, and they don't really care what you think about it. Amen. They want you to be with them. All right? All right, you can press one on your phone. We're here, and I thank God for the subject. Amen. That we know we have loved ones. We have family members. All right, we have a 954. And the last four digits is 9654. 9654. Amen. You're on the air.
Hey, Bishop Cool. I told you I was coming on. This is Brother Daniel Harden.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear that you're still on the wall and doing this broadcast. Being faithful. It means a lot to know that. And I just wanted to let you know I'm here listening. I try to listen a lot more. Just want to let you know, keep the faith, keep on doing what you're doing. You know, your labor, it will not be in vain. Labor love.
All right. God bless you, man of God. You're doing a great work, also in technology as well. Thank God for you. Amen. Thanks for calling. Amen. He's one of our first callers. Amen. When we started out 15 minutes, 30 minutes. He was one of our first callers. We thank God for him. Amen. We got to continue our work with God. We all have a job to do. And whatever God has given you, amen, it'll settle in your spirit. It'll be so easy. Amen. You'll love it because he give you the anointing, the authority, amen, the energy to strive to do it. Amen. Amen. We love you all. Amen. But we got to go pray now. We need about three callers to pray. Amen. For those that you know they our family members and family and cousins and neighbors. Amen. I'm surrounded by a couple. Amen. And you don't know what the enemy have blinded their eyes. And they only thing you can do is live. Live and walk upright. Amen. And hopefully, amen, it'll get to them. So we want to pray for those that in false doctrines. Amen. Not the ones that really, the occult groups, they say they love Satan. They're coming right out, Jesus, not this, you know. But there are some occult groups, hidden groups that use Jesus' name. And that's what Jesus talked about. These are the ones also that hide. And try to be so skillful like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They don't believe in resurrection. They don't believe God died on the cross. Amen. Those are the ones. Amen. We pray for all. But you might have some among you that say, oh, it's a nice people. They don't do this. They don't. But you know, let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. So we need about three prayers. We got time now. Amen. You desire to pray, just press one on your phone. Amen. And whatever group you want to pray for, do so at this time. Amen. And be so thankful. Amen for you. Amen. Let's see. Amen. But technology here. Amen. All right, let's press one on your phone. Amen. We're getting ready to get out of here, and we thank God. Amen for your support always. Amen. You can't say nothing wrong. Amen. I can't give you a certificate or anything. We just, like Proverbs, we just encouraging each other, encouraging ourselves, amen, to help, amen, in times like these. And in times like these are times that we never expected to see. Never expected to see. The Bible says things going to come upon the land, amen, and cause men's hearts to faint. Amen. Things are here. They're slowly working. Amen. Virus is now mutating. Amen. We know it's the devil's work. We know it's his work. Amen. All right. Let's press one on your phone. Doesn't matter. Amen. We'll try to get you in. Amen. That's a quick prayer. Amen. Even though you said some already, you still can press one. Amen. All right. All right. We're going to go. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, we actually look upon the people that is calling, Lord, the burden and the sorrow of the hearts of the people. Oh, God, you know all about us. You know what our problems are. You know our situations. Oh, God, we need you. We need you. You say two or three come together. And, Lord, we're here. We're here. Electronic means doing all we can. Oh, God, to heal the sick. Lord, stretch your hand. There's no distance in prayer. Hey, Lord, send a healing angel. To touch, oh, from heaven, to touch mother, amen, grandmother, oh, man, oh God, our neighbors, oh, Lord, the burden of the widows, the burdens of the children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood flow, oh, God, and protect these people that have called in, some in the hospital room now trying to recover, and, Lord, you can recover, because we agree. Amen. That's the man that tore up the roof of the building and let their friend down. Lord, we're tearing up the roof through spiritual means to let your spirit down and touch those in the hospital, in the jailhouses, those in false accused, those that turn their hearts around, oh God, in the jailhouses. The young men and women that's walking the street, the homeless, oh God, has been misled, mistreated, oh God. Give them another chance. Give them another chance. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we're interceding for the lost. Oh, God, we're interceding, and we thank you, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we thank you, and we bless you. Amen, and amen. God bless you all. We're so happy to have you again. Amen. Continue to pray. Call a friend if you want to. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries and get this program in entirety. Amen. And many other subjects. As well as you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, our website. Amen. We love you. Amen. Love is stronger than any spirit in this world because God is love. God is love. Amen. And he loves his people. He invested too much. Just turn his back on you. Just pick yourself up and shake yourself off. Amen. And repent. Amen. Of whatever it was, say, Lord, forgive me. Confess. Amen. And get up. Amen. And do it again and do a better job. Amen. Proverbs. Amen. Said in the 6 and 16. Righteous man can fall down 7 times and get back up. God bless you. Till next time, Bishop Poole, we out. God bless you.